you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. I love that text. That's from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Well, hello there. My name is Joey Kroll, and my looky here, it is Thursday, April the 5th, 2012, getting ready for Easter. It is so hard to believe that it's going to be on Sunday. This is going to be Easter weekend, and I know stores have had Easter stuff in the stores for quite some time now, and I think it's just a matter of time until they start putting out Christmas stuff in the stores. It seems like they start putting out Christmas stuff earlier and earlier every year. So what month? We're already in April, so I'm thinking maybe by June they put some Christmas stuff out. I don't know. Let's take it one holiday and celebration at a time. Amen. That's right. No, we're getting ready for Easter. Not sure what we're doing yet. Of course, you know, we like to do the Easter dinner and sitting around and, of course, going to church. I know our church is doing a sunrise service early in the morning, like at 7 a.m. So they're going to, like, cancel Sunday school so we can do the early morning sunrise service. But it's just an exciting time if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. It really is. I mean, this is by far the whole foundation of our faith. It really is. So we'll talk more about Easter here in just a little bit. But I know, I don't know if you have a chance to look at the Great News Radio event calendar just yet. I know several churches having a lot of Easter events this weekend. For example, Horace Baptist Church, just north of Paris, will be having a resurrection praise and fellowship beginning at 8:30 at their church. 8:30 in the morning, resurrection praise and fellowship coming up on Sunday. And their telephone number, if you want more information, 217-269-2986, 217-269-2986. And you can find out more about all these great events happening this weekend and the next several weeks by visiting greatnewsradio.org. Well, I have not seen you since Thursday, but did you have a chance to go to the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert last Thursday night at the Virginia Theater? Wasn't that fantastic? That was just a blessing and a half. It really was. It was a fantastic night. I know it's kind of old news now, but I haven't had a chance to sit down and just talk about this with you. It was just so fantastic. All the great acts did just a wonderful job. The singing men, they sounded so pretty. I don't know if you were there, but they sang their version of Holy, 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 and it was so beautiful. It was just a wonderful time of worship. And it was just fantastic. I had a chance to meet Twyla Paris, and she is a sweetheart. She really is. We were talking for a moment, and she was just so sweet. She only had a couple of minutes to talk, but she was so nice. She really was. And she has that sweet Southern accent to her. It was really neat. It was really neat just to chat with her for a couple of minutes. And I remember seeing some infomercials on TV late night for like a worship CD set. I think like Time Life puts out. And as part of the promotional videos they play during this infomercial, there's Twyla Paris back in like the 90s singing the song God Is in Control. And her hair has got like, looks like she's got like a 80s hairdo back then. And it was really funny to meet her like 20 years later. But she's a great person. I had a chance to chat with her and met so many Great News Radio family members and listeners, and people were giving me hugs and kisses. It was so nice to meet many of you and spend some time with you and just worship the Lord together. I think that was just fantastic. I think Steve Green did a great job. So did Wayne Watson. and Michael Card. He's got a great voice, some great music. It was just a wonderful night. It really was. I know, like I said, I know it's about a week ago that it happened, but man, it still left an impression on my heart. Amen. It was really good, and that time of worship as well was just fantastic. So maybe we should try to tell Mark to have maybe like another event like that really soon. Yeah. So give him a call and let him know that, you know what, maybe we should come up with a petition to say, Mark, we want another concert just like that. I think he'll be okay with that. Well, we're going to be talking about a little bit about Easter here in a little bit as part of our devotional from Mark chapter 14, right after this great song from the Imperials, "And Not to Us, O Lord," right here on Great News Radio.
Not to us, O Lord. Not to us, O Lord. But to thy name give glory. To thy name give praise. Not to
song, The Imperials, "And Not to Us, O Lord," right here on Great News Radio. Of course, that is taken from Psalm 115, verse 1, one of my favorite verses. It says, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory because of your love and your faithfulness." Beautiful text and a great song. Well, happy Thursday. My name is Joey Kroll. I know we're just a couple of days away until Easter, which is, of course, Resurrection Sunday on Sunday. And there was a text that I was studying the other week was in Mark chapter 14, verse 32. This is what it says. This is where Jesus was praying in the garden. Verse 32, they went to a place called Gethsemane. And Jesus said to his disciples, sit here while I'll pray. He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, he said to them. Stay here and keep watch. Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but you will. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. What's more, he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Enough! The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of the sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. I was studying this text in Mark chapter 14, and just, you know, isn't it amazing how the Holy Spirit starts to reveal stuff to you as you're just reading the scriptures, and it's like, I read this scripture a million times, and I never saw it like that. Fantastic. Well, he told his disciples, perhaps as often had done, he told them to sit near the entrance and wait until I have prayed. And he selected Peter, James, and John to go along with him to pray. And Jesus noticed that he was becoming extremely distressed. He was becoming alarmed and troubled, had some anguish going on. It says, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, he said to them. Jesus, knowing that this was his final hour before he was going to be betrayed or into the hands of the sinners, as he called them, the biggest struggle for him was being separated from the Father. He can't even bear to even think about being separated from his Heavenly Father because he was going to be our sacrifice because he got what we deserved. What did we deserve? Eternal damnation. To be separated eternally from our Heavenly Father. And it was overwhelming to Jesus to think about that. To be actually separated from His Father. You know, it's so funny that there are people today walking around, want nothing to do with God. Nothing to do with God. And they have this wall between them and God because they built it there. Just like when you and I, before we met Christ, we built our own wall against God. I'm not talking to him. I mean, come on now. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm not going to go to church. And these people are separated from God and not knowing if they continue on that path to live their own life and not accept Christ and not apply the blood in his life, that they're going to be eternally separate. And they have no idea. They have no idea. And Jesus, as he was in the garden, became overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Couldn't even imagine being separated from his Heavenly Father, even if it was just 3 days. And people out there today, our friends and our family members who don't know Christ, have no idea. And here's Jesus in anguish because he is going to be separated from his Heavenly Father for 3 days. So friends, I think that's a calling to us as Christians and as believers and maybe church leaders, that we need to rekindle that spirit of reaching the lost because they have no idea what they're missing out on and they have no idea the path that they're headed. Jesus said, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. And he told his disciples to stay here and keep watch. Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed, if possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. How many times have we prayed prayers like that? You know, God, I don't want to go through this. I'm struggling here. Take this disease and sickness away from me. Take this person that's in my life. It's a thorn on my side. Take this person. I mean, we pray all the time, God, take it away from me. I don't want it. I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to struggle with this. This is unpleasant. This is uncomfortable. This is out of my comfort zone. How many times have we prayed like that? I'm raising my hand right now. You see my hand raised? That, I mean, it's up high. I'm standing up. That I want to reach my hand up to the sky and say, that is me. I've prayed those prayers. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think there's nothing wrong with that. But when was the last time you said what Jesus said? Jesus said in verse 36 of Mark chapter 14, it says, yet not what I will, but what you will. In other words, God, this is, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to struggle with this. But God, it's not what I want, it's what you want. When was the last time you actually prayed this? It's been a while for me. I'm kind of ashamed to say that. It's been a while. When was the last time you said, God, may it be what you want for my life, not what I want? When was the last time you prayed it? And when was the last time you actually meant it? You know, it's kind of funny that Jesus was in this garden in the Mount of Olives where they pressed the olives and so forth, this whole garden. And it's very funny that generations before, there was a couple in the garden who had to choose if they were going to do their will or God's will. Their names were Adam and Eve. They had the opportunity to choose. Okay, God, am I going to do what you want us to do, or are we going to do what we want to do? But unfortunately, they chose to do what they wanted to do their own will, so to speak. They had a decision to make, God's or their will. Obviously, they chose their will, which we call the fall of man. Flash forward to many generations later, here's Jesus in yet another garden, having to make a decision. Will he do his will, what his flesh wants him to do, or is he going to do what his heavenly Father wants to do? And friend, hallelujah, praise God. I say praise God that he chose to do the will of the Father. I mean, praise God. Because he could have said, I'm done. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I don't care. And like crossing his hands and all that. I'm not doing this. Folding his arms. But praise God. Jesus Christ made the decision to do what God wanted him to do. Despite of how his flesh felt. See, friends, sometimes a lot of people think, you know, the Christian life is just fantastic. You're going to get a Cadillac when you give your heart to Christ. And when you get baptized, you're going to have a, you know, a $75,000 a year job. And I mean, that's all garbage. Sometimes we have to do stuff we don't want to do. But when we do, we're going to reap some blessing. Amen. See, God doesn't care about sacrifice. He cares about obedience. And Jesus showed obedience when he chose to take his cup and drink it. Yet not what I will, but what you will. Verse 37, then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. He found them sleeping a couple of times after he told them to watch and pray. They were sleeping. He woke them up a couple of times. Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray. So Peter and all the disciples were to pray, despite on how they were feeling. They were tired. They were tired. The Bible says their eyes were heavy. They were ready for Sleepy Town. They were ready for Sleepy Town. But Jesus still wanted them to pray, despite on how they felt. So how does that apply to us today? Friend, sometimes we get ourselves way too busy. Way too busy. We forget to pray. So in other words, what I take away from this passage is, you better be praying no matter how you feel. If you're tired, we still need to be in communication with God, regardless of how you feel. So friend, praise God that Jesus made the right decision in that garden. And did you know that we are in that garden each and every day, faced with the opportunity? Am I going to do your will, O God, or am I going to do my will? It's all up to you.
Sin and its ways grow old. All of my heart turns to stone, and I'm left with no how you need to be lifted high. Sin and its ways lead to pain. Left here with hurt and with shame, so no longer will I leave your side. Jesus, you be lifted high. If I'm blessed with the riches of kings, how could I ever think that it was me? For you brought me from darkness to light. Jesus, you be lifted high.
You're listening to Great News Radio. I am Joey Kroll, and happy Thursday to you. Don't forget Mark Burns with Mark and Friends tomorrow morning right here on Great News Radio. You enjoy your weekend, and remember that you are salt, and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.